Let's talk manifestation rituals to get you in alignment with what it is you desire financially. So the first ritual I want you to try out for the duration of the next 10 days is several times a day, I want you to say out loud, "Thank you, Goddess, for everything I have. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich." When you start to savor the abundance that you already have, the universe is eager to give you more. So keep trying it. This exercise is actually born out of my friend's niece. She likes to collect things. She's 5 years old. And anything like that she gets a lot of. Like, she was at her granny's house and her granny gave her a whole bunch of buttons to play with. And she ran around the house saying, "I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich." So I want you to take that same joy and five-year-old like zeal for life and finding the abundance in all that is around you, because you are really abundant and you are really rich. If you had been born at any time of the in history, you would be considered extremely wealthy. You have electricity, you have running water, you have luxurious services, everything that the majority of this world does not have. So you are abundant, you are rich. And our desire is for you to savor that so that you can have even more. So thank you, Goddess, for everything I have. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. And really say it like, "I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich." Your second manifestation ritual that I'd like you to do is an exercise that I call pennies from heaven. So when I was first doing a lot of the sexy money steps, I noticed that there was always money on the ground. And so I started picking it up and I would do two things. First, I would pick it up, no matter what it was, penny, dime, quarter, etc. And then the first thing I would do is I would look up and I would say, "Thank you, Goddess." Because it's like literally money's falling from the sky. So thank you for this example of my abundance. And then the second thing I would do is I'd like to look at the date printed on the coin. And I'll start to think about what good things happened that year. So if I find a coin from 1996, I'll be super grateful because I'll be like, I would think, "Oh man, 1996 was the year I graduated from college and I had a really good summer in Georgia that year." And so you get double the gratitude from that one coin or dollar. What I also started to notice is as soon as I started noticing money on the streets, I would find more and more money. The most I ever found was like $60 in the meatpacking district. So you start to notice, you start to appreciate, you start to recognize, and you'll start to see that the universe will start to answer. And particularly on the days where you're having super money anxiety, you'll look down and there'll be thousands of coins everywhere. And it's like the universe is saying, "Hey, money does grow on trees. I just need you to pay attention." The third manifestation ritual I want you to use is, so in accounting, there's this kind concept of high, low, and I'm not going to explain the accounting concept because that would bore you to tears. But I thought it was cheeky to kind of change that concept around so that we're celebrating when it's time to celebrate, sort of like bragging about our financial wins, and then mourning and moaning when it's time to mourn and moan. So if something goes fucked up with you financially, not ignoring it, acknowledging it so that the energy can dissipate even faster. And you can share your highs and your money lows in the Facebook group or in the Ning community. And the last ritual I want you to do for the next 10 days is what I call sex magic. And it's my favorite form of manifestation. Here's how it works. And it's a lot harder than it sounds because everybody kind of loses themselves at the point of climax. But at the point of climax, I want you to envision what it is you desire. And so that means that your desires really need to turn you on in order for you to access them at that point. So at the point of climax, you can think about financially a number that turns you on. Or this even works for relationships. So if there's somebody you're into, you can think about them during your climax and create this magnetic energy that draws them or money or your desires to you. So that's sex magic. Those are your manifestation rituals.